The Gem City Sports Network presents the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League Home Run Derby. Today's derby is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Don Brown Sports Apparel, a big league look for a minor league price, by McAfee Heating and Air, any season, anytime, McAfee, by Profiler Inc., by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwestern Ohio, by the USO, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports here in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network, and also by Darren Dalla Music. Let's head out to the stadium. Here's Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton in the heart of the Water Street District. We welcome you to today's Home Run Derby for the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League. They are going to, they're just now getting warmed up, so we're just a couple of minutes away from getting started. The participants, as we have it right now, are from the Dayton Wolves, Todd Barhorst and his brother Daniel. From the Rangers, from the Dayton Rangers, Cooper Nolte and Marcus Neff. From the Wild Boars, it'll be Aaron Mookie Holmes. From the Miami Valley Machine, it'll be Caden Smith. From the Springfield Angels, it'll be Derek Smith. From the Miami Valley River Bandits, it'll be Jeremy Greist. From the Dark County Dodgers, it'll be Sawyer Smith. From the Southern Ohio Stars, it'll be Nick Xavier. From the Springboro Mariners, it'll be Chris Conley. From the Knights, it'll be Zach Gomia. And from the Camden Redlegs, it'll be Evan Kugler. So there's your participants for today's Home Run Derby. And after that, how long it's going to take, I don't know. How long it'll take, I don't know. But the All-Star Game will start at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air about 6:45 with that one. Brad Webb and myself will be calling the game and looking forward to it. As always, look forward to coming down here to Day Air Ballpark to do a game. The field looks in great shape as the participants are getting set to go out there and see what they can do. The dimensions here at the ballpark, 320 down the lines, and then it jets out to 338 down in right field. It'll be 381 to the gaps in right and left center field, and 402 to dead center field. The batter's eye, they got a big batter's eye out there with a yellow line going right up about maybe 10 feet up. Anything over that hit is a home run. So we're just waiting for the participants to start getting ready to hit. And we're going to take a break. Be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the Miami Valley Adult League Home Run Derby here on the Gem City Sports Network.
Hey, sports fans. You all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
And we are just a few minutes away from getting started here at Day Air Ballpark in beautiful downtown Dayton. This area has really grown up since the Dragons first got here in 2000. And the stadium, it doesn't look a day over. It's been kept in great shape. And the Dragons got to be very, very proud of that. The standings in the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League go like this. The Dayton Rangers are on top, 14-0. The Wolves are right behind them, a half a game out with 13-0. Those two teams were supposed to meet a couple of weeks ago.
All Derby participants to the concourse. All Derby participants to the concourse.
They were supposed to meet a couple of weeks ago down at Howe Field, but that game was that doubleheader was rained out. So I'm looking forward to seeing who is going to be. Or when that game is are going to be played, and hopefully we'll be able to do them right here on the Gem City Sports Network. Like I said, the Rangers at 14-0, the Wolves at 13-0, a half a game out. Two and a half back will be the Dark County Dodgers. They are 11-2. We will have them on Sunday when they take on the Machine over at Carroll High School. The Washington Township Wild Boars are 9-6. They are five and a half games out, as is the Machine. They are also 9-6, five and a half games out. The Wright Knights are 9-6. They're also five and a half games out, so three teams tied for fourth here in this Miami Valley Adult League. Following them is the Redlegs, the Camden Redlegs, and they are 8-6. Six games out, the Beaver Creek Orioles are 7-8. They are seven and a half games out. The Springfield Angels are 6-7. They are seven and a half games out. And then the Scouts, the Xenia Scouts, they are at 4-10. They are 10 games out. The Mariners from Springboro are 4-11. They are 10 and a half out. The Southern Ohio Stars are 3-12 at 11 and a half back. The New Carlisle Diamondbacks are 1-11. They are 12 games back. And the River Bandits, the Miami Valley River Bandits, are 13 and a half back. So they're telling that they're getting the people lined up now to for the draw. It's a blind draw, and they will see where they stack up, where they hit. Once again, the participants are Todd Barhorst of the Dayton Wolves, Daniel Barhorst of the Wolves, Cooper Nolte and Marcus Neff of the Rangers, Aaron Mookie Holmes from the Wild Boars, Caden Smith from the Machine, Derek Smith from the Angels, Jeremy Grice from the River Bandits, Sawyer Smith from the Dodgers, Nick Xavier from the Stars, Chris Conley from the Mariners, Zach Gomia from the Knights, and Evan Kugler for the Redlegs. Now, two guys each have four home runs in the league so far, and that is Chris Conley from the Springboro Mariners and Todd Barhorst of the Dayton Wolves. There's one, two, three, four guys with two home runs each. Cooper Nolte and Marcus Neff of the Rangers, Derek Smith of the Angels, Nick Xavier of the Stars. Dan Barhorst has one home run and for the Wolves, and Caden Smith has one home run for the Machine. Mookie Holmes, Jeremy Greist, Sawyer Smith, Zach Gomia and Evan Kukro. Don't have a home run yet, but they're here in the home run hitting contest. And I tell you what, it may not take a lot to get it out of here today because the wind's blowing out there towards left a little bit. So right now the flags are limp. So we're going to take another break. Be back with the first participant in the Home Run Derby right after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know that what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
And back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, we are getting set for the Home Run Derby. And they are just drawing now for their positions as the crew. The grounds crew is setting everything up. This Sunday, the games go like this. The schedule of games go like this. The Knights will take on the River Bandits at Gastineau Field at 10 a.m. and also at 12:30. Also at 10 a.m., the Mariners will take on the Wolves at Howell Field at 10 and 12:30. At 1 o'clock, the Dark County Dodgers will take on the Miami Valley Machine at Carroll High School at 1 o'clock, and also at 4 o'clock, we will have those games for you here on the Gem City Sports Network. The Wild Boars will take on the Redlegs at 1 o'clock at Carlisle and also at 4 o'clock. The Beaver Creek Orioles and the Xenia Scouts will do battle at Schoolhouse Park on Nutt Road in Centerville. That is a 1 o'clock start and a 4 o'clock start for the doubleheader. At 3:30 at Howell Field, the Springfield Angels will take on the Southern Ohio Stars. At 3:30 and 6 o'clock, and also the Diamondbacks and Rangers will do battle at Gastineau Field at 3:30 and 6. So if you get a chance and you want to see some baseball, there you go. Good games, a good lineup of games coming up. So we're going to take another break, and they're still setting up for the Home Run Derby. It's a few minutes late getting started. So we'll be back right after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a Special Wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Back here at Day Air Ballpark, as guys are getting set for the Home Run Derby, and I know it's kind of a big deal for them to be playing on this field. Some maybe not so much. Others, oh yeah, some of them are bringing their kids with them to be their pitcher. So I don't know how this, I don't know how the rules will be set up or anything like that. So the Dragons, they are on their break, their all-star break, because they always take one right now about this time, and they will get back into action on Friday. writing down the starters. But the team consisting of the Miami Valley Division, I think, are the home or the road team, because they are in the visiting dugout. The Southwest Ohio Division are in the home team, and like I said, they're all getting warmed up, and but we will have the All-Star game beginning at 7 o'clock right here on the Gem City Sports Network. So, you've never been down here to the ballpark? Come on down. It doesn't cost anything to get in. And it's a beautiful ballpark. They'll have, I think they'll have a concession stand open. They usually do. So I see Dan Miller from the Angels, and also Derek Smith from the Angels. I see Mr. Nolte. See if I can find their right names here. Cooper Nolte standing down there. Jeremy Greist is down there. Number 23 down there from the Rangers. I don't know who that number is. But I will look. I've got all the rosters here. Kugler from the, looks like from the Redlegs. Coming up this weekend, we will have the Dark County Dodgers and the Machine doing battle at Carroll High School at 1-4. 2-7 inning affairs. Find out who number 23 is, because I don't have a name. I don't have a number. There's nothing on the website for it. You can log on to their website to get the averages of games and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to take another break, and hopefully we'll be back with the first pitch right after this.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But it can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Back here at Day Air Ballpark in downtown Dayton, we are still waiting for the Home Run Derby to commence. And thought they were going to have an announcement there. So the ground crew just finishing up. So Matt Boyd will be on the mound for the Miami Valley Division coming up here in the All-Star game. It'd be he's from the Orioles. And from the Wolves, it'll be Matt Pepper. As he's taken the place of Jeff Sanders. So we'll have all that coming up here after a while, as we're still in a holding pattern, waiting for the All-Star game or the home run hitting contest. I guess Vladimir Guerrero Jr. won the Major League. Okay, here we go. As they're being called. And let's see who we got coming up first. Now, I don't know how they're going to do this. I don't know if it's just one round or what. The most home runs wins. They've got about 2.5 hours to get this completed. See Mookie Holmes out there. So it looks like the Red Legs are first. And that would be Evan Kugler. He wears number 21. He is from the Camden Redlegs. Has no home runs, 5 runs batted in on the season. So he will lead it off. As some of the other members of the All-Stars are heading out to the outfield to shag the fly balls. Don't know who's pitching, but they didn't give me that information. So I want to thank Tom Nichols for allowing us to come down and be able to broadcast today's game. We had to get permission from him, and he gladly gave it to us. Enjoying a nice week-long or a maybe about 4 or 5 day vacation during the midseason. So here we go. Evan Kugler of the Camden Redlegs will sit in, will step in, and we are getting underway. Here's the first pitch, and it's just let that go by. Fly ball going out towards center, but it's not going to get out of there. I don't know if they have a certain amount of time or... Because in the major leagues, they had like 3 minutes. I don't think they want to waste pitches. Kugler right to the shortstop area. Miami Valley Adult Baseball League consists of 14 teams. Here's another pop-up on the infield. It didn't get past the pitchers. Fly ball out towards left, and another fly ball going out towards center and not going out hard enough. Another line drive right past the shortstop area. Fly ball well hit out towards center or out towards left, but not far enough. Another little looper out towards center field or left field, and remember the Rangers grabs it. That is Nolte. He'll be up here in a little bit. Another fly ball going out towards center field, but not far enough. There's a well hit ball out towards left field, going back, and it's almost to the warning track. Another pitch straight up in the air. Ball hit out towards left once again, but not enough oomph to get it out there. Another fly ball. This time it's well hit. Going back, and it is on the warning track right at the wall. Ah, he's getting the swing down. Time's running out. Because I can't see a clock. Here's a fly ball, and that's going to do it. So he hits. Evan Cougar gets none. And the Zach Gomia coming up. Gomia has no home runs and 8 runs batted in on the season. He is with the Wright Knights. And Derek Smith coming up after this. So Zach Gomia of the Knights will stand in. I think he has his buddy from the Knights throwing for him. First pitch, no good. There's a ball hit, well hit out towards left, but it not far enough. There's another fly ball going out towards center. Now he's getting a little bit of metal on these. There's ground ball, not going anywhere. Foul back this time. Of course, they don't have the batting cage up either, so. Alec Hutzelman is pitching for him. Line drive out towards the shortstop. I guess they get a certain amount of pitches. Another pop up on the infield. Right by the pitcher's mound. Line drive out towards center field. Any other time, that'd be a nice base hit out towards the pop-up going out towards right or top towards left center. Jeremy Grice grabs it. Line drive out towards left, and Wanton hops the wall. There's another fly ball, but it's too much of a line drive, and it's going to fall right in front of the warning track. Another line drive right at the shortstop position. That has got one more out to go. The line drive, another one, and he is going to have 0 on the home runs. So Zach Gomia sits down with none. And that'll bring up Derek Smith. Smith does have a couple of home runs. I think he had one of them was just the other day out at Gastineau Field. Once again, the dimensions here at AES Ohio Stadium, I'm looking at the foul pole at Day Air Ballpark. 320s down the lines. It juts out to 338. 381 to the power alleys and 402 to dead center. So Derek Smith will stand in and his son Maddox will be throwing for him. Maddox, 13 years old. He looks like a pitcher too. And the first pitch goes right down the third base line. Maddox in the middle. Nice. There's a nice drive out towards left, but it's not far enough. About 10 feet from the warning track. Here's another one. Line drive. And a pack of wolves grabs it. So he's getting a lot of them. And there's another out. Another ground ball down the left field line. That would have been nice for during a game, though. There's one going back, and it is on the warning track. Not far enough, though. Maddox, if he only knew. There's a nice high fly ball out towards left field. Going back, and it is off the wall. That's the furthest one that has been hit today. Went off the left field wall. Right in front of the Dragon's Lair. Now another hit down the baseline and another fly ball out towards left center. And a nice grab by one of the players out there. I couldn't see who it was. One of the Mariners. Here's a fly ball. Well hit out towards left. Going back and it is out of here in the Dragon's Lair. So Derek Smith has one. There's another one. Goes straight up in the air. He's got five outs left. Little looper out towards left. Grabbed by Nolte. So, right now, Derek Smith leads with a home run. With one home run, here's a three outs left. There's a line drive out towards the left. No good. It falls in field of play. Don't go over the fence. It's an out. There's another one well hit out towards left.
Final out.
But not far enough. There's another one out towards left and not far enough. But Derek Smith takes the lead with one home run. And that'll bring up the Machine's Caden Smith. He has a home run and three runs batted in. So Smith will stand in. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster.
Well, they aren't going to let us take any breaks here. So going in will be Caden Smith, a home run, and three runs batted in for the Machine at his first pitch, going back out towards center field, but not far enough. Big guy is the whole group on the outfield goes switching over towards left or towards right. Here's a ball well hit, and it is hits the warning track and one hops the fence. That looked good. It went to about the 381 mark. Here's a fly ball out towards right, but that's not going to get out. And that hit one hops the wall. Fly ball well hit out towards center field, but not far enough. Ground ball, left or right side, not far enough. And now another one out towards the warning track. Another line drive out towards right, as he is a left-hander. Smith pop up out towards center field, but not going all that far out. Second base. There's another line drive out towards right, but not far enough. Five outs remain for Caden Smith. Here's the pitch and a fly ball right up, straight up in the infield. There's another pitch and a ball hit out towards center field, but not far enough. Three outs to go. Another line drive right side, but foul. Hits the bottom, or hits the base of the wall in fair territory. Another live drive base hit out towards second base. And here's, he's got one out to go, I believe. He has no home runs. Derek Smith has the only one that's been hit, that's hit a home run. There's a line drive out towards right, and that's not going to go anywhere. So Caden Smith is down. And that'll bring up Jeremy Grice from the River Bandits. So now I think we'll take a break since they're...
Jeremy Grice is up. Chris Conley is on deck.
Nope, we're not going anywhere. Grice out of the River Bandits, out of Troy. Jason Studebaker, the manager. So I think they each hit about 15 outs. Here's a fly ball out towards center, but not far enough. See, when you're up this high, you can't really tell the depth. And he's got getting some line drives. Let's pop up in the infield. Everybody's on the infield or on the outfield. Another ground ball to the shortstop area.
10 outs remain.
They may get 20 outs. Another pop up in the infield. Another line drive out just over the shortstop's head. Another ground ball to the shortstop area. It's good batting practice, I tell you that. They're hitting the ball. Not too many of these players are taking them. Here's a wild hit ball out towards right or towards left. It is out of here. Home run for Jeremy Grice. He's got one, and Derek Smith has one. They got over the 338 mark right out in left field. There's another ball down the left field line. Went over the 338 mark out near the Dragon's Lair, same place where Derek Smith put his. Another line drive, well hit out towards left, but not far enough. It's just a couple of feet from the warning track, five outs left. For Jeremy Grice. If you've never been down here to the ballpark, tonight's a good night to get down here. Free admission. There's a fly ball, well hit out towards center field, but not far enough. Well, we've got about three outs to go. We're going to take a break after this as they collect the baseballs. Grice swings and misses. Another wild hit ball out towards left, and it is right at the warning track.
Three outs to remain.
Here's another out. So two outs remain. Grice Gets another pitch. Letting a lot of them go by. There's a pop-up out near short.
Final out.
He's got one out left. He'll be the starting catcher in the All-Star game tonight. There's a fly ball out towards left, but that's not going to go anywhere. He'll have one home run, and we're going to take a break back after this.
Hey, sports fans, you all know Don Brown. He was born and raised here in the Miami Valley and have met many of you somewhere along the line as a player, coach, or sports broadcaster for WKEF and WRGT-TV. Sports has been a big part of his life and remains so today. So if your high school team, little league organization, or group wants to look good year-round, then look no further than Don Brown Sports. From Spirit Gear t-shirts, polos, or equipment embroidery, or screen printing, Don Brown Sports is your first and last stop. He's got big quality at minor league pricing. Feel free to get in touch with DB via email at dhkbrown1@gmail.com. Or feel free to call him at 937-430-3105. Don Brown Sports, a big league look for a minor league price.
All right, back here at Day Air Ballpark, Chris Conley will take center stage. Conley out of the Springboro Mariners. So Chris Conley has four home runs and 10 runs batted in, so he is a threat to put it over the wall. So both Derek Smith and Jeremy Grice each have one home run each. Ball goes out towards left field. The first pitch, he's got 19 outs to go. Another line drive out towards left. Pitch hit him. They're just, like I said, home run hitting contest, they just lob them in there. There's one. That's going deep out towards left, but not far enough. And another one hits down the foul. It hits the bullpen down the left field side. So right now, it's Derek Smith and Jeremy Grice tied at one apiece. Pitcher throwing it a little inside. Here's a line drive, or no, foul back. He has 10 outs left. Little looper foul. 9 outs left. There's a pop-up out towards left field. 8 outs left. There's a ball well hit out towards left, but it is curving foul. That is not a home run. Ball went out towards left, and so here that one well hit out towards left, but it went foul.
5 outs
left. It'll pop up towards short. 4 outs left. Looks like Mookie Holmes is up next. There's a ground ball out towards left. 3 outs left. Another ground ball. 2 outs remain. And another line drive out towards right, left and onto the warning track. So one more left. That one's well hit out towards left. And it is caught right on the warning track. So Chris Conley has no home run. And that will bring up Mookie Holmes. Aaron Mookie Holmes, no home runs, but 11 runs batted in for the Wild Boars. The guy to beat, though, is Todd Barhorst. He's won it the last 3 years in a row. He's won it every time down here at Day Air Ballpark, too. So he's the guy to beat.
On deck will be Danny and Todd Barhorst.
I think the two bar horses are after this. They collect the baseballs. Our games this week will be commencing from Carroll High School, 1 o'clock on Sunday, as the Machine and Dodgers will do battle in a doubleheader. Here comes Mookie Holmes. No home runs, 11 runs batted in on the year for the Wild Boars. Little pop up in the infield. Nice hit out towards left, but right on the warning track. They're getting them out there. There's a fly ball out towards center, but not far enough. That's a pretty good poke out towards center, 4-2. Another fly ball heading out that way. Ground ball. Get about 17 out there. Fly ball. Another out left, 9 outs left. Holmes, another 8 outs left. I think that's what it is. Well, he took a hefty cut on that one and missed. There's a well hit ball out towards left and hits right in front of the warning track. Another fly ball out towards center field. Fly ball heading out towards left center.
Five outs
left. Ball out towards left and off the wall. Four outs left. There's a nice ball hit out towards left. That's too much of a line drive.
Three outs remain.
There's a foul tip. Another well hit ball out towards left field, and that is gone. Home run. Mookie Holmes, he hit the furthest one so far. So Holmes has one. So three guys with one home run each. There's another one. Well hit out towards left. And off the wall, about the 320 mark. So Mookie Holmes has one home run. And so Holmes has one. Derek Smith of the Angels has one. And Jeremy Greist of the River Bandits has one. And now here comes Dan Barhorst. Barhorst has a home run and 12 runs batted in for the Wolves. They are 13-0. Rangers atop the Miami Valley Adult Baseball League at 14-0. And as soon as I find out when those doubleheaders are going to be made up, I'm going to try and do them. So Daniel Barhorst coming up. And I'm sure I think he's a left-hander, so looks like Todd's going to be throwing to him.
Mike.
So they posted the starters up on the board. Look like I did that. I'll have to go down and get them. So Daniel Barhorst will stand in. And I think Mike Barhorst is going to throw to him. Mike does pitch on.
Daniel Barhorst is going to start off for the board.
Nope, Todd's going to pitch. Todd, the head coach of the Chaminade Julianne Eagles, who finished second in the state. Or no, I take that back. They went to semifinals and lost, I'm sorry. So Todd Barhorst will throw to his brother, Dan. Ground ball foul towards the first base dugout. Another ground ball foul. I don't know if they count or not. Once they get the rhythm, it usually go pretty far. There's a line drive down the left right side. There's a lot. Well hit ball out towards right, and one hops the wall. There's a line drive out towards right. Not far enough. 10 outs left. There's the ball. Well hit out towards right. Back. And hits the base of the wall. I do my imitation of Chris Berman. There's the line drive. Not far enough. Just outside the infield. There's the ball. Well hit out towards right center. And hits the warning track. One hops the wall. Another line drive. Got about 6 or 7 outs left.
5 outs.
Now 5 outs left. All-star game coming up at 7 o'clock. Have it for you right here on our Gem City Sports Network. There's a fly ball. Well hit. And hits the top of the wall. It's not a home run. Hits the top of the scoreboard. The fly ball. They may have counted that as a home run. We'll have to find out. There's another line drive out towards right, and not far enough.
Three outs
left for Dan Barhorst of the Dayton Wolves. There's a pop-up in the infield. 2 outs left. Well hit out towards right, and one out left. He did not get it over there. There's another fly ball. Well hit out towards right center field, and it is not far enough. The Barhorst, no home runs. Unless they gave it to him. I don't know. Now here comes Todd Barhorst. So Nolte will be up after Barhorst. So 5 hitters remain. We got Todd Barhorst yet, Cooper Nolte, Marcus Neff, Sawyer Smith, and Nick Xavier do up yet to attempt to break the 1-1 tie. Holmes has one. Derek Smith has one. Jeremy Grice has one. And Dan Barhorst could have one if they say that is a home run, which if it hit the top of the scoreboard out there, it could be a home run. It's right close to the line. It could have gone up, hit the line, and came back. So Mike Barhorst will pitch to his son, Todd. Todd, a left-hander, the head coach at Chaminade Julianne. And winner of the last 3 home run hitting contests. Talking to him the other day, he said he's won every one down here. Little loop route towards left. Not far. He did jack a home run the other day up at Gastineau Field against the Angels. Ground ball down the first base side into the bullpen down there. That hits him. I'm surprised he didn't go after him. Another ground ball towards second base. Fly ball heading out towards center field, and not far enough. 10 outs remain for Todd. Cooper Nolte on deck. A There's a fly ball. Well, I heard that towards right, but too high in the air. 9 outs left. Another line drive, 8 outs left. As Bar Horse hits the deck. There's the pitch. Line drive down the left field side. Foul into the visiting bullpen. Fly ball hitting out towards center field. Three guys have one home run, maybe four. There's a fly ball out towards right. No. Got 5 outs remaining. He is the reigning champion, I believe. Now he's just letting them go by. Get a good pitch. There's one. Well hit out towards left. Going back. And it is out of here. Home run. Todd has one. Will he have two? There's a fly ball well hit out towards right, and that is going to be out of here. So Todd takes the lead with two. There's another one yanked, and that is also gone, home run. He's got three. There's another line drive. Got 2 outs left. Todd just letting them go by now. There's that ground ball.
3 outs
left. Well, 3 outs left. Okay. There's a line drive out towards right, but no, not far enough. Got a couple outs left. Cooper Nolte on deck. Here's a fly ball. Well hit out towards right. Going back. And that is out of here. Another home run. He's got four. Another one deep to right center. But that's not going to go far enough. It's about the final out now. And that's going to do it. Four home runs for Todd. So he's got four home runs. And we're going to take a break back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs. Never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, any time, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Cooper Nolte will stand in right now. Cooper on the year. Two home runs, 23 runs batted in. Todd Bar Horse has four home runs and 26 runs batted in on the year. So Marcus Neff on deck. So ground ball out to left. Another ground ball. Another ground ball. Three outs. Got some kids out there with shags of fly balls. Here's a ball well hit out towards left, and one hops the wall. 10 outs remain. Fly ball popped up right by the third base coach's box. Here's ball well hit out towards left. Not far enough, though. There's another line drive. Marcus Neff up next. There's a ball well hit, but foul. He's got five outs left. Try and hit four home runs. Right now, the man to beat is Todd Barhorse. This fly ball well hit out towards left, and that is one hops the wall. Another ground ball. Got a couple of outs left. Eight outs, I believe. Another ground ball. Another out. Pitches inside. There's a line drive out towards left, but it's two outs left. Another foul back. Final out for Nolte. And sends one back and home run. So Cooper Nolte has one. Let's pop up. It adjusts his shoe. So Nolte has a home run.
You're done.
That's the final out for Nolte. So he has one home run. The home runs today, Todd Barhorse has four. Dan Barhorse has one. Nolte has one. Holmes one. Derek Smith has one. And Jeremy Grice has one. And now coming up is Marcus Neff. Neff has two home runs on the season and 20 runs batted in. I think Nolte will be starting for the in the All-Star game. So here's Neff. Fly ball out towards right or out towards left, and that is gone. So Neff hits one early. There's another one deep, but not far enough. Pop up in the infield, but that's a fair ball. Pop up out towards center field. The guy out in center field lost it. There's another fly ball. Will hit out towards left. Back, and on the warning track, it's caught. There's another ball well hit, but it's going to go. Is it's going to stay fair? And no, it doesn't.
10 outs
left for Marcus Neff. Sawyer Smith and Nick Xavier are left to hit. There's a pop up in the infield. That hit right between the pitcher and the hitter. Another pop-up left side. That's going to stay fair. Or no, just foul. Fly ball out towards left, and not far enough. No. It'll pop up in the infield. So the man to beat right now is Todd Barhorst. We're just a couple hours away from the start of the All-Star game. Pop up, and that is
out.
5 outs left. Pop up out towards left. 4 outs remain. Nice catch by some young man out there. Fly ball down left field side. 3 outs left. There's a fly ball well hit out towards left, but not far enough. Two outs left. Here's the pop. So final out coming up for Marcus Neff, who has one home run. There's a line drive, and that's not going to get out, so he's got one. So he's going to be up. That'll be looks like one of the Diamondbacks is going to come up. Chris Weaver. But they're out collecting the baseball. That's what it is.
Chris Weaver is up.
So Chris Lever, of the Diamondbacks is up next. Lever has a home run and seven runs batted in. So we got Todd Barhorst of the Wolves leading the way with four home runs. There's a fly ball out towards left, but it's going to go foul. Pop up in the infield. Another pop up.
10 outs
left for Lever. Good line drive. Ground ball out towards short. Another one towards short. 8 outs left. 7 outs left as it goes out towards left, but not far enough. There's a pop up.
5 outs remaining.
5 outs remaining. A pop up in the infield once again. 4 outs left. 3 outs left as he grounds out towards third. A pop up.
3 outs
left. Ground ball right past third base. And he's got 1 out left.
Final out.
Lever's not going to have any. So now we will have Sawyer Smith coming up. Sawyer has no home runs and 3 runs batted in. He plays for the Dark County Dodgers. We'll have them on Sunday as they take on the Miami Valley Machine. Had the Dodgers once this year. We were supposed to have them again, but that was on Father's Day, and it was postponed. So Sawyer Smith will stand in. Fly ball out towards center, but not far enough. Another one out that way. Connecting with the ball is out towards left, and no foul ball back this way. There's a line drive out towards left center.
10 outs
left. Here's another one out towards center. 9 outs remain. It's getting some good metal on it, but it's not going far enough. 8 outs left. We'll have the All-Star game coming up. 6:50 airtime. Ground ball into left center field. 7 outs left. Fly ball out towards right center. That's going to
Drop.
Five outs
left. Another ground ball. Four outs left. Fly ball out towards left. Not, didn't have the lift on it. Foul back in. Three outs left. Two outs left if he flies one to center field. Now ball hit well out to the left, but not far enough, just a few, couple of feet from the warning track, and this final out, not going anywhere. So Sawyer Smith does not have a home run. That should bring up Xavier, or Nick Smith, Nick Xavier of the Stars.
From the Baby Stars, Nick Xavier, our final contestant.
The final contestant is Nick Xavier. He has two home runs and 15 runs batted in for the Stars. So we'll have about an hour and a half before the there's a ground ball right to the shortstop. Another line drive out towards left. Ball well hit out towards left, and that is one hops the wall. Fly ball well hit out towards left. That is one hops the wall again. Hits the base of the wall. Fly ball hit out towards right center field.
Yeah, okay.
10 outs left. Fly ball well hit out towards left, and it is out of here. Home run. Nick Xavier. Another one heading out towards left, but not far enough. There's a pop up out towards left, or out towards short. Another fly ball heading out towards left. Guy from the Angels grabs it. Dan Miller. Here's a fly ball well hit out towards left. That is going to be gone too. He's got two. There's another one, could be, and it is one hops the wall. He's got two home runs. Here's another fly ball going out towards left. Not far enough on the warning track. Off the ball.
Five outs
left to get two home runs. Here's another foul ball. Well hit. And that heads out on Monument. There's another fly ball. Well hit out towards left. That looks like it is going to be gone. It is three home runs for Xavier. There's another line drive out towards left. Xavier's got three homers. There's a line drive out towards left.
Two outs
left. Another line drive out towards left, so he's got one more out to at least hit one home run or to keep stay alive. And he doesn't. So the winner of the home run derby once again is going to be Todd Barhorst. At least I think that's how it's going to work. No, he's coming back out. So we're going to take a break back after this.
I need David Payton and Todd Barhorst, the first base coach.
We'll take a break back after this.
We know that purchasing a new system is a big decision. At McAfee, we feel you should only have to make it once. That's why we offer lifetime, worry-free coverage on new McAfee systems. Never a charge for repairs, never a charge for maintenance, not even a charge for filters. And when the day comes the system needs replaced, you're covered. Any season, anytime, McAfee.
Contact McAfee Heating and Air at 937-438-1976 or www.mcair.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
So we're going to have two contestants, Todd Barhorst and Nick Xavier, go at it. Barhorst had four home runs and Xavier had three. Dan Barhorst had one. Cooper Nolte one. Marcus Neff had one. Aaron Mookie Holmes had one. Derek Smith had one. Jeremy Greist had one. And, of course, Nick Xavier had three, but everybody else had zero. So, looks like Nick Xavier's going to stand in first. He had three of them. So Nick Xavier will stand in.
And here we go. Final round.
This is the final round, as I was just told. There's one down. This ball well hit out towards left, but that's going to fall short of the wall. One hops the wall. Another flop. Ball well hit and gone. So Xavier has one. Pop up on the infield. There's another ball well hit out towards left. That could be gone. That is out of here. Another home run. So two more home runs for Xavier. Here's a fly ball out towards center. There's a fly ball out towards left and line drive. Five outs left. There's another foul ball into the seats down left field side. There's a pop-up going out towards left and not far enough.
Three outs remaining.
Three outs remaining for Nick Xavier. Of the Stars. Here's a fly ball. And that's a home run. He's got three. There's another one going deep. Going back. And that is hit one hops the wall. Another fly ball well hit out towards left. And that is going to be gone. So four homers for Xavier.
Final out.
So he's got up down to his final out. There's a fly ball well hit out towards left, but that going back and off the wall. So Nick Xavier has four in that second round. So that'll bring up Todd Barhorst of the Wolves. His dad's going to throw to him. We'll see what Todd's got now. He's got to get at least four home runs to tie it. Coming up on Sunday, we'll have doubleheader action as the Machine take on the Dodgers out of Carroll High School. 1 o'clock first pitch. Should be a nice day. At least that's what they're saying.
Not far.
7 day forecast on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high of 87, so great baseball weather this weekend as there will be doubleheaders all over the place. Two doubleheaders out at Howell Field, two at Gastineau. There we go. Todd Barhorst will stand in. I don't know if they go with the total, and Xavier has seven total. Three in the first round, four in the second round. See what Todd has. See if he can win this thing for the fourth consecutive year. And I'm going to fact check that one. So here we go. Barhorst will stand in, and there's a ball. We'll hit out towards right. That is going to be gone. There's one home run.
There's another one deep, but it's not going to go get out of here. So one home run for Barhorst. There's a line drive just down the right field side. Fly ball going out to his left. Now, Todd won it in 2020 out of Athletes in Action. He won it in 2019 here. Here's another fly ball out towards right. That is going to be off the base of the wall. Won it 2019 and also 2018 here at the Air Ballpark.
Five outs
left for Todd. Ryan Kemp was last non-Todd Barhorst winner, and that was back in 2017. That was out at Action Sports Center. So Todd has a couple of more. There's one well hit out towards right. That is going to be gone. It hits on. He's got two home runs. He's got to get two more. There's a fly ball well hit out towards left, but that's going to go foul. There's another pitch. Barhorst sends one out towards right field, and that is not going to make it. There's a couple of outs left. Kyle Weldon won in 2016 for the Camden Redlegs. Ben Schubert for the Dayton Rangers in 2015 out of Howell Field. Another out. There's another pitch. Another well-hit ball out towards right center field.
Final out.
He's got one out left. And I think Todd Barhorst is going to be dethroned. They may have an interview with Todd before the All-Star game. Here's pop-up, and that's going to do it.
The 2023 Miami Valley Rough Baseball League Home Run Derby champion, Nick Xavier.
So Nick Xavier wins the Home Run Derby, and so he dethrones Todd Barhorst. So we're going to get the field ready. We'll be back in about an hour and a half for the All-Star game. So stick around for that. And thank you for joining us here on the Gem City Sports Network. Back with the All-Star game after about an hour and a half. Talk to you then. Have a good one.